we couldn't wait too long. Now, the president is tweeting, taking shots at the Washington Post per normal. I'm going to give you this real quick before we get to our next guest. Just came out 1 minute ago. The Amazon Washington Post front page story yesterday was a total fake news. They said, quote, advisors wrote new talking points and handed him reams of opposition research on the four congresswomen, end quote. Now, really, does that sound like me? What advisors? There were no talking points except that those stated by me and reams of paper were never given to me. It is a made-up story meant to demean and belittle. The Post had no sources. The fact remained the same, that we have four radical left congresswomen who have said very bad things about Israel and our country. And with that, we're going to go to our next guest, Mishaan Madigh, in New York City. I'm told at the corner of Fifth Avenue and Broad this morning. Mishaan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, it's beautiful today. It's not nearly as scorching. Breezy and 80.
Well, there you go. And now last week, I believe you were at King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Women for Trump Coalition, you have been named or appointed, I should say, to the board of Women for Trump. I thought women didn't like Donald Trump, Mishaan. Please help me.
That is fake news.
There you go. All right. So tell me about the Women for Trump Coalition, your involvement, and what it means.
Oh, it's really very exciting. I mean, we've always been motivating women. We've spent the last 2 years continuing to gather women and men to continue to show support for the president, because we knew that in 2020 they were going to do everything they could to try to take him out, which is exactly what's happened, just as we predicted. But it is really exciting to see the Trump campaign recognize how important the women vote is and put together this coalition so early. Typically in a lot of campaigns, you won't see coalitions like this until, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months before the election. So the fact that we're over a year out and we've already put together a really strong, really powerful coalition of women across the country. There's 20 of us. And these women, I'm telling you, I sat at a board meeting. We could have sat there for another 3 hours. We spent 3 hours strategizing. There are so many great ideas and so many wonderful women, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, I want to ask you about something, because I want to ask you about the squad. If I may, the squad, Mishaan. But I want to play a bite from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from the weekend, because she says those that support Donald Trump are doing so because he's pushing the neo-Nazi and the white supremacist narrative, and that's what it's all about. It's bite 9, Alex. Play that real quick. It's 15 seconds. Go.
White supremacy, and he is allowing, frankly, neo-Nazi groups to go off unchecked, because that is a key part of rousing his base. But we cannot allow and give in to that.
So all you do is get motivated by neo-Nazi and white supremacist themes, Mishaan. How is that narrative going to play for the Democrats?
I mean, I hope that people recognize it's just utter foolishness. It honestly physically starts to hurt me. You know, I've been called some horrible things in supporting the president, but I have to admit, it's getting to a point where this is almost physically painful. I mean, I'm hurt by those words. The women that I work with and the people that I spend time with that work hard to protect the president, these are good people. You know, I have 3 grown children. I can't wait to have grandchildren. I have many people in my life that are not white and that I love. Many women that I'm serving with on this board that are Asian women, young women, Latino women, black women. For them to call us neo-Nazis and to say that the people who support the president, it's just a lie, and it's painful for me.
Yeah, it is rough. A lot of people of color in my family, too. So, I mean, I see these comments about how people of color are afraid to go outside, afraid to, stay and do anything, so they just hide in their homes, which is nonsense. By the way, if anybody's wondering, she's in New York City right now. So, Mishaan, they're at Fifth Avenue and Broad. The police, we're not coming to get you, I assume.
No, I'm safe.
But no, exciting time in the city. So, I mean, all of these narratives about how, you know, people of color are afraid to leave their homes. I'm like, really? I have all sorts of people of color, including my wife and my family. We're not afraid to leave the house, all right? It's so
incredible.
Beyond. It's just so far-fetched and ridiculous. I think people get it. I hope they do.
They get it. I believe AOC is going to be replaced. I know that we are working hard to replace Rashida Tlaib. She's right here in Michigan. I can't wait to get rid of her. You know, these people are hanging on by a thread. They're basically an embarrassment, in my opinion, it looks like, to the Democrat Party. I mean, Nancy Pelosi doesn't know what to do with these women. But another thing I can tell you is our squad, the women that support the president, is way, way bigger than their little squad. They have very little support. It's just the four of them, and their narrative is falling apart. They're progressives. They're socialists. And they really don't, they're really not even in line with their own party.
Well, they're not. And in fact, I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a Democratic Socialist and part of the Democratic Socialist Party. She was, I assume she's become a Democrat now, but, you know, Bernie Sanders, you know, was a Democratic Socialist. I think they're in deep trouble here. So the conversation going into 2020 will be Donald Trump versus the candidate who right now, I would guess, would most likely be Elizabeth Warren. That's where I think where the chips line up today. And so when you look at all of this, what are the key messages for women that you think might get a woman's attention more than a man that would make a difference in deciding who they vote for?
You know what? I loved the way Ronna said it. I wish I had the exact quote, but Ronna McDaniel, when she was speaking to our group, was saying that the difference is that the Republican Party, we see women as a whole. We don't put women into little boxes, which is incredible because it's the exact opposite of what they say. The Republican Party understands that women care about all the same issues that men care about. I mean, come on, we only have two genders on the entire planet. Why do we think we need a separate issues for half of the entire planet? Half of our entire country. Women care about not just issues that you would think are women issues like education or abortion, although those are powerful messages for our party. We care about the economy. I can tell you that the economy was actually the reason that I became involved in politics. We care about jobs. I mean, I have a daughter who just graduated from college with a marketing degree. Just 8 years ago, a girl graduating with a marketing degree in college did not get hired anywhere in Michigan. There was a mass exodus of young people leaving our state, and she got hired within 2 weeks of graduating with a fantastic job, and that's because of President Trump. So, I completely believe that he has turned, he has righted this ship. And he is going to continue to turn this country around. We need to give him four more years, and I'm going to work really hard to see that done.
Well, I greatly appreciate you being here from Manhattan this morning, Michonne. Greatly appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk again. Michonne Maddock here, co-founder of the Michigan Trump Republicans, Women for Trump Coalition, and appointed to the board. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Enjoy Manhattan. There it is. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Michigan Construction. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Great companies looking for great people just like you every single day. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. Maybe you, too, can find a great job today. Time to check it out. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital X-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.